Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dave Liebrich, Commissioner of the Bureau of the Fiscal Service within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Also joining us from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Dave, given the very unique government-wide mission of Fiscal Service, the Bureau interacts and forges partnerships with virtually every federal agency, as well as many private sector entities. Would you elaborate on these partnerships, and how are you leveraging partnerships to improve management operations?
And that really is an important aspect because we are, in some cases, an option for an agency, but in other cases, we're the only provider. So, you know, we need to make sure that, and I think that's one of the things, one of the lessons I would have learned over the time. We've gone through a number of modernization efforts in the last 5 years as a bureau. And I think one of the lessons I would have learned there is we needed to spend more time up front with the agencies talking about their needs. I think that oftentimes, and this is, I don't think we're necessarily unique to this, is that we would build a system and say, you need to use the system and figure out how to use it. We need to do a much better job and going on a going forward basis of talking to agencies about what their needs are and then trying to build a system to fit those needs. Part of that is that I do CFO and DCFO visits every year with the agencies, and we go out and talk about what we're doing. And I take my entire senior team with me because I want them to hear from the agencies if there's things that we're doing that we're not doing that we could be doing better. I do a blog, and one of the first blog postings was feedback is a gift, and that we really need to sort of have a mindset that says, you know, when you get feedback, good or bad, you need to understand why someone feels that way, and see what you might be able to do about it. And I think these visits that we do at the CFOs are an attempt to do that, of really trying to do a better job of hearing from them. And we've heard in many cases that we've implemented systems that have made it difficult for the agencies. In many cases, we've tried to do workarounds, those things. But I think we would have been better served to start from the beginning and sort of say, you know, what are the requirements and what can we do to make it more accessible and usable by you? I think, for example, where we and recently were very successful, the IPERIA, which was the do not pay legislation that passed in the end of 2012, had 6 months to implement a provision of that. We could have just said to the agencies, you figure it out. But because of our experience with debt collection, we put in place a solution that had very minimal impact on the agencies that was very similar to what we do on debt collection, about the ability for them just to send the file to us and we'll do the matching. I think that was an example of us coming up with solutions that really did meet the needs of the agencies, gave them something that didn't cost them much money. It wasn't very difficult for them because we really thought through hard about what was the best way to do it. And we need to do more of that when we're doing the implementation of things.
Dave, turning just to the role of the CFO, given the critical importance fiscal information plays in mission and program delivery, how do you think the role of the federal fiscal executive or the CFO has evolved to become more of a strategic business partner across the services? And what would you view as the key characteristics of an effective federal fiscal executive?
Well, there was a session where they talked about the impact of the CFO Act. And I think that by and large, everyone would say it's been very successful at bringing more discipline and rigor into the CFO and understanding about what the CFO needs to do. I think, though, in the last 3 or 4 years, the CFO role has become even more difficult in many ways, because I think if you go back in 2008 or so, there was enormous amount of emphasis on spending money, stimulus money. There was a Recovery Act and stimulus money was spent. And agencies really were about how can we get the money out as quickly as we can and the like. Well, shortly thereafter, not unexpectedly, the attention came to, do you have controls? And what's the outcome? You know, what are you getting for that money? Then there was a very abrupt end, which sort of said, no, stop spending money. We don't want you to spend any more money at all. Then I think where we are right now is CFOs looking and saying, well, if I've got this much money, how do I protect my core mission? And the senior leadership in every agency is saying, I want you to find savings. I don't want to have more costs and overhead. I want to be able, how do I protect my programs, my really important programs along the way? So I think the CFO is now in a position of sort of saying, I really need to figure out how do I run my operation more efficiently and have less costs spent on overhead. And that's where I think we as a bureau, I think we step into that space relatively nicely. I mean, but I see that trend continuing. I also see the trend in continuing that many of the CFO staff that was hired, getting back to demographics, oftentimes is hired to process transactions. And with further automation and the like, moving paper is no longer what you need in your CFO office. And that change is occurring throughout government right now. And I think the CFO community has a real challenge about how does it make sure it attracts the right kind of people with the right skills in this new environment.
So, Dave, I want to turn to the future. What are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will face? And how do you think you'll evolve to meet those challenges and seize the opportunities? And then what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I think internally, when I look, you know, I spoke earlier about, you know, our need to get to that integration stage of fully bringing the two bureaus together. And so, you know, I know from my perspective, it's really important the amount of money we invest in training and skills enhancement going forward. I think that that's probably true in any organization across government that, you know, when you get into these environments, one of the first things that oftentimes go is your training budget. And that has a consequence down the road. And the example I'd best give on that is that we, as a bureau, two bureaus, invested a lot of money in project managers 10 years ago. We would not have been successful in our consolidation unless we had that rigor in our organization of project management. If we were not investing, if we hadn't made those investments 5 years ago or 10 years ago, we would be in a much worse position as an organization, much less able to deliver on the type of things that we're delivering on. So when you stop that training, you stop that kind of thoughtful thinking about, you know, what skills you need in the organization, you don't necessarily pay that price in 6 months, but you pay that price down the road in terms of your ability to actually meet your mission. And I think that it's really important that agencies are not losing sight of that. I would also say you can't stop hiring. I've been in organizations where they did a hiring freeze and you get 5 years down the road and you think, what happened to my middle management? I don't have middle management. I don't have that skill available in the organization. These are difficult things to do when the pressure is to reduce. But I think it's really important to keep one's eyes on that. With respect to someone entering government, you know, it's been a tough year. I would say consolidation for us has meant we didn't have to furlough, so that was a really positive impact. No awards for employees, government shutdown, a budget process that doesn't lend itself to long-term thinking that makes it very difficult to manage in that environment. So with all that said, why, you know, so would still, and the answer is yes. And I think that, you know, where I would come out on that is that the government still provides opportunities to do things, very meaningful things. If someone is eager and bright, there's enormous opportunities to do something that's important. There's enormous opportunity to do something that makes a difference. And if you're in the right kind of organization, there's an enormous opportunity to do something really well. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, I know motivates our workforce a great deal. That's why they come in when they don't have to come in, when there's unusual circumstances, because I think they really do believe that they're doing something very important and that they're really committed to doing it well. You can have those opportunities in government. I mean, they are there. I always encourage, I know, you know, I look at my own career and think about how many interesting things I've been able to do throughout it. Simply because there's always something interesting to do. And if you're aware and you're sort of paying attention, there'll be those opportunities.
Well, Dave, it's great to have you back. I always enjoy our conversations, and thank you for your time today. But more importantly, Roxanne and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dave Liebrich, Commissioner of the Bureau of the Fiscal Service within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. My co-host from IBM has been Roxanne Ulrich. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.